EXO Takeover.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of EXO Takeover. Today I'm joined by the one, the only, Holly. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being a part.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on. We're going to kick it off straight away into the couple of questions I've got for you. And then at the end, as in typical EXO Takeover style, five top five songs for you. I'm very tongue-tied at the minute, so please.
Let's get into it.
So I'd like to kick off with this project right here that I feel doesn't really get spoken about a lot, and it's the After Hours EPs. Thoughts on it? Have you got any favorite songs off of that? Do you think it could be better? Why do you think it don't get talked about much?
Honestly, in my opinion, I feel like After Hours might be my favorite era that I've experienced since I've been EXO about 2014, 2015. So this was the era that I actually got to experience in full, if that makes sense, because when Starboy came out, I was a little young. I didn't kind of really understand like the whole teasing and all that. I wasn't really into it. But when After Hours came out, I was like a teenager and I was like, this is so cool. All the advertisements he had, the little pops of like mystery coming in and out like throughout the months. And it was just like that buildup. And I got to feel that legitimately, because I was of age, I understood everything that was going on. The storyline was connecting in my head. So After Hours actually is probably one of my favorite eras that I've experienced of the Weeknd. And I really did like all the diversity of the songs on it. And it was, and now we know it was the first part of the trilogy, which is just so cool to me. It's like, okay, now I've gotten to experience every single part of the trilogy. I'm getting older and now I understand it even better. So After Hours has to be one of my favorites. I will rep that, you know, forever. Like, yeah. I know it's like so underrated, but I will rep it because I love it and I got to experience it in full. So I'm just really happy that I got to experience that. And song wise, I really love Sacrifice. Hey, I know like some people don't really agree with that, but I think it's like so cool. I love the hype of it. It just gets me going no matter what I'm doing. If I'm in the car, going to the gym, on a walk, it doesn't matter. Like, I love Sacrifice. Also Gasoline as well. I love that different kind of vibe. He had like the 80s. I don't know what artist exactly. People were saying there was a certain artist that he was mimicking. I'm not really sure what artist that was, but I really liked that different style of the Weeknd.
Do you prefer the Sacrifice original or the Swedish House Mafia remix?
Oh, that's a good question. I honestly have only listened to the Swedish House Mafia remix a few times. So based off that, I'm just going to say the original. I think the Swedish House Mafia one is like really good, but it's not something that I would listen to personally.
I think that's the version he plays when he's doing it live. It's the Swedish House Mafia version.
I do like it. And in a concert setting, that's amazing. Like, I love the added kind of beat and synths onto that song. So
you spoke about how he wasn't really there to really understand the Starboy saga, and then with this new trilogy you start to really understand and appreciate it. So what does The Weeknd's music really mean to you? What do you feel when you listen to it? And do you prefer like the darker tracks of his or the more upbeats like Sacrifice?
Yeah, that's a great question. The Weeknd's music obviously holds a lot of meaning to everybody in the EXO fan base, but everybody has their own kind of personal story to The Weeknd and all of his sagas and eras. So for me, I started listening when I was pretty young. I was, I don't know, I'm trying to think how old exactly I was, but maybe around 12 or 13 years old. So I was pretty young, and the songs that I were listening to, actually, funny story, the first song I ever heard was Often. As a 12-year-old, I don't know how appropriate that is, but I really loved it for some reason. I kept listening to it on repeat throughout the whole week. Like, that was the only thing I listened to when I discovered The Weeknd. Then I started diverging into the other songs, the older songs he had, the newer ones at the time, of course, with, like, Beauty Behind the Madness. And that album really stuck with me. I just loved the kind of energy and vibe that his songs gave. They weren't just simply a song. It actually has a story behind it. His music is crafted. He takes time to release his albums and his songs, the singles. Everything is crafted and everything happens for a reason. And I think that's something I really like about The Weeknd, is like, there are like teasers that we figured out that he teased like 8 years ago and now it's just like coming out. So I think that the fact that he takes the time to develop his music based on what he feels and what the fans would like is really cool. That I just love the story pieces coming together. So his music really means a lot to me in that way, that it's something I can enjoy. Not only is it music, but it has a story, it has meaning, it has feelings behind it, experiences, emotions, all the things, right? Like, that's what I love so much about Abel is he just really takes the time and dedication to his music. So
And
that's what I love about him.
is it the darker songs or the more upbeat ones that you prefer? Or both?
Both, like it depends on my mood, right? If I'm in that kind of I want to listen to some dark music and I'm sad, like I can cry to The Weeknd. But if I want to be hype and get lit, I can also listen to The Weeknd. So that's like one of my favorite things is he's so diverse as an artist, and I really love also going back to Trilogy and Kisslin and getting those vibes of like the 6 to 7 minute songs. That is so cool, like that I can have that diversity and I can go to Blinding Lights and hear a pop song that's nationwide. So it's like he has the uncovered hits and he has the big hits and I can listen to both and they bring different energies and vibes. So I like both personally. I just like that his music is diverse.
I feel like a lot of people say that and agree with what you've just said. And I feel like with Trilogy especially, everyone has a very special place for that. And everyone has a different favourite of the mixtapes. What would you say your favourite of mixtapes is?
My favorite mixtape on the like the House of Balloons Thursday. I would say probably House of Balloons. I mean, I just love that section with the songs on there. So, and I listen to the whole thing. Sometimes I like to listen to it in order. Sometimes I listen to one mixtape at a time. I like all the songs on there. So.
So, at the minute, at this point of recording, the Timeless music video just came out
It did,
yesterday.
yeah.
Was it yesterday or the day
I think it
before?
was yesterday, yeah.
So what was your thoughts on that? I noticed, like, the one thing that really got my attention was the fact that he posed in front of the horror nights that he's got going on.
I liked the music video. I thought it was interesting with like the aspect of the woman in the video. I feel like that was totally like Playboi's Cardi, like his like funny. He's like, yo, we're gonna have some woman in this video, and Weeknd's just like, ah, oh, man, whatever. I thought that was really interesting just because like the Weeknd, like the way that Abel was acting in that video, like the women were definitely on Cardi and not on Abel, and Abel was just kind of like dancing. And like that one move that he did in the video where like he kicked his leg up in the background, like I don't know what that was, but I saw some meme on Instagram like The Weeknd has no music that he should be dancing like that too.
I
It's
think he's
like,
just in the
what are you doing?
background. He's just in the background, just vibing, whilst
Yes.
Playboi Carti's got all the girls, and he's like listening, and The Weeknd's like.
Literally. Yeah, he's just hanging out. He's just there. But I thought the music video was good. Obviously, you know, his own personal music videos for the rest of the era are going to be more crafted and have more story to it. That was more kind of like, hey, let's dance and let's party. So there wasn't much story behind it, but I thought it was fun.
I feel like the line "EXO tattered all over her body" has become like really popular off of that song. And with that in mind, do you have any EXO tattoos? Do you plan on getting any?
So tattoos, yeah, that's something I've been inquiring on my Instagram in the past few days. Because of that lyric, I've always wanted an EXO tattoo. I don't have any tattoos, but I've always wanted the EXO logo somewhere on my body. And when he sang that lyric about EXO tatted all over her body, I'm like, hold on, I need him to be talking about me. So I was like, I should get my tattoo like soon. I'm 21, you know. I'm kind of scared of needles, so I think that's something that's been putting me off from the
It's
tattoo, but
worse. It's
I do
worse in your
want the
head.
EXO logo.
Yeah,
Yeah.
the thought of it's worse than, well, I say that when I got my leg one, it absolutely hurt. So
It just depends like where you put it, right? Like that's what I've heard.
yeah.
Sorry, my cat is literally scratching my knee from under the chair. Like there's just claws like coming out and stabbing me. But yeah, and I also would love to get like a Stargirl tattoo. I'm not a big fan of like the words like on tattoos, but I feel like that's one thing that I should get because I rep that in my own self, my license cosplay is Stargirl. My Instagram account is Stargirl. I listen to Stargirl interlude. I literally say the song for my car is Stargirl interlude. Like, if you come in my car and that song comes on, we are not skipping it. I don't care that it's an interlude. You're gonna listen to it. My car is named Stargirl, so yeah. I should get Stargirl tatted on me.
Fair enough, yeah. Go for it. Why not?
Yeah.
If it means that much to you, you know? And then you
It
can,
does.
when that song comes on, you can be like, I've got EXO tatted over my body.
Yeah. Literally.
So in terms of like the rest of Hurry Up Tomorrow, out of the songs we heard at South Polar, what do you think the next single's gonna be to follow Dancing in the Flames and Timeless?
That's a great question. Well, at the beginning, I thought the single was going to be Hold Your Heart. I had my like heart set on it. I was like, Hold Your Heart's going to be the single. And then it wasn't. And I was like, that's interesting. But then again, it makes sense. He wants the single to be something that's going to be a hit, right? Like on the radio, like Blinding Lights, that was a hit. So I was like, oh, Hold Your Heart is not the single, but that would be nice if that is the next song that comes out. I'm not too sure if I'm confident anymore that it will be. Just kind of the vibes that he's releasing, it seems more kind of hype. So to release Hold Your Heart, it might be too like slow, but we will see. We never know. That's the thing about Abel. We never know what's gonna happen. We can guess. We'll be right. Maybe sometimes. Other times, we are just like thrown out of the water.
I feel like, I personally feel like the next single is gonna be the one with Anita.
Yeah,
Just
I
because,
think that I would be confident in that too. I think that's probably going to come out next to follow the vibes of the hype.
and he performed that at South Polo, he performed that at the
Yep.
iHeart. I feel like that will be next.
I
But
think so too.
the question is, when do you think it'll come out? Because I was surprised that Timeless came out so quickly after Dancing in the
Right.
Flames.
It just kind of was like, hey, it's coming out. And we were like, oh, okay.
Doing a bit of a DJ Khaled,
I know,
another
right? Another one.
So when do you think the next single will come out? This month? Next month?
It might come out in October, just with the way that the pace and how things are going. I'm not too sure like when the full album will come out. It might come out by the end of the year. Just kind of, I feel like it depends on his touring schedule, right? He is going back on tour very soon, but when is he gonna re-release those America dates? That's what I'm waiting for. Because he said he would. He said he would. I'm waiting for
I feel
that.
like that'll come towards more towards the very end of the year.
Yeah.
And I really
Or
need him.
next, I feel like he could, like, either this end of the year or maybe next summer. I don't know how, like,
I need
far away
those
that will be.
European dates as well though. But do you feel that Hurry Up Tomorrow should come out this year? Do you feel it's being a bit rushed? Or do you feel, nope, everything's good, bring it out as soon as?
I mean, honestly, I just trust Abel, and whenever he releases something, I feel like that is time because, like I mentioned before, he takes time to put the craft in the work, all the editing and all that. So if it comes out this year, that would be great. I feel like that would be a great way to end my year with a new Weeknd album. If it doesn't, hey, let him cook. We gotta trust him. Like, he'll put it out when he's ready. So I trust him, and he's giving us singles. He's feeding us. So if it doesn't come out this year, I guess I'll be okay if it comes out next year.
Is there a particular artist you want to see featured on Hurry Up Tomorrow? I know we've got Playboi Carti and Anita. Is there anyone else you want on it?
See, my person who I want to be on it is very unrealistic, and I know it's not going to happen, but this is something that I'm going to rep until I die. I want The Weeknd and Bruno Mars to collab. I really want them to collab. Like, can you imagine how perfect their two voices would be together on a song? Like, trust me, if it happens, it's going to be a hit. So I know that's not going to happen because why would that happen? I don't
I
think
could
Bruno
kind of
really
see it.
fits Hurry Up Tomorrow. So,
No,
and
maybe.
I was also kind of surprised, like, that Playboi Carti was on the album. I feel like that was totally unexpected. I really wasn't expecting too much like rap influence on this album, but hey, I'll take it. I haven't really thought about who I would particularly want because I was kind of expecting him to just do another one where he didn't really have any features. But I guess he will have a couple features, and I am excited to see who else will be on the album.
Do you reckon we'll get like another non-artist celebrity on the album like we had Jim Carrey on Dawn FM? Do you feel like we'll get a similar kind of thing? We had Quincy Jones as well. He is an artist, I know, but he wasn't doing anything. He was just talking, and Jim Carrey was also talking. Do you think we'll get something like that on this album?
I think it might be interesting if he does continue that and who would he select, right? But it also wouldn't be surprising to me if he didn't do that because it is the ending of the trilogy and maybe there is no need to continue on that mystery. Maybe he would, like, if he's trying to push, like, hey, I'm coming back to Abel, like, let's pull that mystery in one way. But I'm not too sure if he'll do it. I honestly hadn't really thought about that. I was just kind of expecting him not to. But I guess we will find out when he drops the full album, right? I think it'd be cool either way if he does or if he doesn't, because I feel like the songs in themselves tell the story and add the mystery. So yeah, I'm excited to see what happens even after Hurry Up Tomorrow when he goes back to just Abel.
And speaking of, what do you see happening when the weekend is over and Abel's journey past the weekend continues?
I think it's an interesting thing to think about, right? And speculate and add conspiracy onto because I think there's a lot of things that could happen. A lot of people were saying, like, oh, this is the end of his music and he's just going to stop here, which I don't think is true at all. I think he's going to continue to make music just under Abel. And I think the music, maybe it will be more authentic and true to who he is at his current state of life, because in a lot of his songs, he talks about his past and just like things that have been going on in his alternate realities. Like he's stated before, like, this is what my song is about. Like, if I turn this way, like he was in the Idol, I think he mentioned that, like his character and all that storytelling was like if he took the wrong path in his life, which I thought was really interesting. So I think maybe it'll be more about his current life. I mean, he's getting kind of old, low key. But I think he'll continue to make music. I think that's something he really loves and that he's gonna continue like until he dies, right? I'll probably be listening to his music in the afterlife, if that exists. Like he'll still be making music, wherever he is in the afterlife.
Fair enough. I know that we've still got to wait for the film he's doing with Jenna Ortega to come out. Maybe he might do some more acting after that. I can see him doing another film or two.
Yeah, me too. I think he likes the acting path as well.
I know he said it's like his first passion at before music, so who
Right.
knows? And
Yeah.
maybe we'll get some more songs as Abel, or a little sneaky cameo as the Weeknd now and then. But now to turn the conversation around into like a bit of a depressing bit, and it's a question that you gotta really think about, and it is, which second half of an album is more sadder, Echoes of Silence
Oh gosh.
or what was the other one I was going to do? Echoes of Silence or Dawn FM?
Oh gosh.
Just the
Wow.
second halves of the album though. So
That's a great
we'd
question.
say from Initiation on Echoes of Silence, and from what's the song after Out of Time? Here we go again. I think that's middle ground on that one.
With Tyler, the Creator, I would have to say Echoes of Silence and that the trilogy right there, because when you listen to, not to say like he doesn't incorporate this anymore, but the emotion and pain you can hear in his vocals back then is like a little bit different from his vocals now. Like, of course, the songs are very sad, they tell a story, but it's a different story. Back then, Abel was in a different period of his life. I mean, he was going through some stuff. And so I feel like you can really hear that in those songs. Like, Just some of those vocals, they get me like every time. Like I'm like, crying, I'm a mess. So I would have to say like that's sadder in my opinion.
Is there a particular song that gets you feeling like that, like crying in your feels?
I feel like all of them. They all just take me somewhere, like all of them.
Is there a certain song that you feel is overrated and that you can't stand anymore or couldn't stand to begin with?
I'm trying to, why am I forgetting the song name? It's the one from the, oh my goodness, Grey's Anatomy. What was that one song? Earned It. That song, this is really like my opinion, and people are gonna hate me for this, but I cannot listen to Earned It that often because I don't really like it. I think it's a great song, but to me it's not my vibe, and I don't really like it. I think it's great. That, hey, this is my opinion, and I know I'm gonna get hate. Y'all can hate on me, whatever. I just can't really listen to it.
You completely threw me off there because you said Grey's Anatomy, and I was like, what song does he have in Grey's Anatomy?
But I will say something that the underrated songs, I would definitely say Devil May Cry from The Hunger Games. I mean, come on.
That
Like,
is
people forget
definitely.
about that. That song is so good. And one of my favorite songs is The Fall. I also think that's pretty underrated. So, yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree with Devil May Cry.
Yeah.
I don't think enough people know about that song.
They need to
Also,
know about it.
The Weeknd's version of Chandelier with Sia.
Oh yeah, that one's a really good
I
one
feel
too.
like not enough people know about that either, because that was also
These
on The
need to be
Hunger
more
Games.
mainstream. Like, people need to hear this. Like,
Yeah.
they're so good.
How do you not know about that?
I know. It's just a forgotten thing.
Yeah,
Like,
because
'cause The Hunger
everyone's
Games is kind
like,
of in the
oh, you
past.
did the song for 50 Shades of Grey. And everyone's like, no, he did Hunger Games first, twice. He
Yeah.
did two for Earned It and 50 Shades of Grey as well, because he did Where You Belong, which also I think is underrated.
I think that one's underrated as well. And then Nocturnal too.
Yeah, with Disclosure.
Somebody brought that to my attention, like on the Discord server. They're like, yo guys, what about like Nocturnal? And I was like, I forgot about that song. Like, that is such an underrated song.
I feel like he should do more of them types of songs, like Nocturnal. I feel like he'd be really good on more like really dance EDM kind of stuff.
I liked that, yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
I feel like he's kind of getting into those type of songs, like with the 80s vibes and stuff like that. But yeah, keep bringing it, Abel. We want to dance.
We're waiting. Come on, man. I think that's all the questions I've got for today. So I'm now going to take it over to you. And it's time for you to let us know, and myself, your top five songs and why.
Oh, and why? Okay, great. So,
It doesn't have to
what a
be
hard
in
question.
doesn't have to be in a particular order, or you can do it less to most, or just any random order.
So, I have one song that is my top number one song. It hasn't changed. I don't think it will change. My favorite song is Angel. I absolutely adore that song. Something about it, I just had like a soul connection to that song when I heard it, and even now it's just like every time I listen to it, it gives me something different from all the other songs. I really just love everything about the song. I don't know. That's all I can say about it is that's it's my crown, Angel. I love that song. Other than that, I love House of Balloons and Glass Table Girls. That song, even though it's a long song, it's like 7 minutes, I think, it just brings the energy, and I love just that energy of the song. And I love when he performed at the Super Bowl, when he added that tidbit when he walked
Yeah.
onto the field, and it was like House of Balloons. I was like, yes, like I love that. I also love The Fall. I mentioned that before. There's one part of the song, I think it's kind of like lyrics and everything like that, but that is one of the songs that I can just belt that part of the song. I love it so much. Other than that, okay, we're at three, right? So four. I guess since I rep this, like I said earlier, Stargirl Interlude, which is kind of random, right? But since it has so much significance to how kind of how I identify, and I love Lana Del Rey in that song. I mean, I love Lana and Abel. Let's just put that out there. Like, they're great together.
Yeah.
I love when they make songs, Lust for Life. Oh gosh, I love that song so much. Maybe that should be my number five, but I'm trying to think of an actual, I feel like it has to be something on Kiss Land. I really, let's say Tears in the Rain. I love that song. Like, it all feels the same. Love that. I love that. I love his vocals on that. So
That's
sort
a
of top five. I'm pretty confident in that.
yeah.
So
I was half expecting you to say Stargirl after the you've just been talked about for your car.
I was gonna say Starboy, but I was like, nah, Stargirl. I don't care that it's an interlude. It's still a song to me.
As short as it is, it's still an amazing song. The only thing
Yeah.
is, it should have been longer, honestly.
I feel like they should make an extended version of it. Make it into
Definitely.
a full song.
Definitely. I don't even know why they kept it so short.
I know.
But yeah, thank you for your top five. And that's all we've got time for today on this week's episode of EXO Takeover. It's been such a pleasure to have you on the show, Holly. Before
Yeah,
we
it's been
finish,
great.
is there anything you'd like to say to people watching, the people listening?
All I want to say is EXO till we die, baby.
Well, thank you so much. That's it for this week's episode of EXO Takeover. Join us next Sunday, same time, same place, more special guests, more things EXO.
EXO.